The last word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
I think it's fair to say nearly everybody expects Level 5 to come to an end at the start of December, and that the restrictions for COVID-19 will be reduced to either Level 3 or even hopefully Level 2. But I don't think it's unfair to say either that in recent days some of the comments coming from senior members of NPHET been made publicly would make you fear that they might be thinking of recommending to government that Level 5 continues throughout the month of December. Where would that leave us? Now, as it happens, Danny McCoy, the chief executive of IBEC, representing Irish business, has been writing to the government about this. And Danny, I understand you got to speak to the Taoiseach and Minister for Enterprise, Leo Varadkar, today. What indications did you get about giving help to business to reopen for December?
Well, Matt, actually, that was a different context in talking to the Taoiseach. That was as part of the labour market and how we're observing. But clearly, the letter to the Taoiseach is setting out business concerns about what you said is the messaging. We all can read the numbers. It is plateauing. Hopefully, we'll see a resumption down. It's in all of our interest to make the next 2 weeks work. But if the government's stated strategy is suppression, which is to push us down, then release us again, that's clearly what has been put forward to everybody. And so given that Christmas is coming and it's not an immovable date, if we're to be released out in there, we'll see huge potential undermining of that strategy. We're talking about underpinning it by allowing retail back earlier so that we can use the days to Christmas for the inevitable shopping that will go on before that, that can be done in safe ways, safe distance, because to truncate the time will create that public order issue. And if we are to use hospitality, there needs to be lead times as well for the suppliers to make the beer, to get the food ready, to get it into the restaurant and the pubs. Because again, to deal with the facts as they are, we know people are going to congregate. They're going to go into each other's houses. They're going to meet on the streets as they're doing right now. Why are we leaving those assets and those people with livelihoods who prove themselves capable of running safely in operation through the summer and leaving them outside? So this is looking for a balance, but also looking for the government to actually clearly signpost to people the a true expectation. And in that, I think you will get more buy-in. At the moment, people are just drifting, not knowing what's going to happen to them. And not the senior members of NPHET, because they have a role to play, and that's their job, to communicate and to advise. But the amount of NPHET advisors running around radio stations at this stage with their opinions under the hat of NPHET is an irritation to the general public and to the business, and frankly, should be stopped.
Okay, but what about the situation, though, about getting ready? I mean, do you get the impression that if the government isn't making any noises about what will be done from the 1st of December onwards, that maybe it is listening to NPHET's advice and thinking that they shouldn't open up in the way that might be expected of them?
Well, of course they should listen to NPHET. They should listen to the Chief Medical Officer as a representative of NPHET, and his advice should be given to them at the appropriate time, not through the airways. We can be informed about where the numbers are going. Of course they need to take that advice into account. But they also equally, given that their stated strategy is suppression and release, and it's the government that set out the releasing for Christmas end of this, if they're changing their mind, they need to start giving that information to people to make those preparations. It is unconscionable and intolerable to leave the general public on this uncertainty. It needs much crisper, clearer communications. We're now 4 weeks in. There was to be a four-week review of the 6 weeks. That's now been pushed to next week. So, you know, this kind of drift, 6 weeks were really important to everyone. We paid the cost at the start in terms of restrictions. We need to get the benefits. The R naught number has come down. The cases were coming down. They clearly plateaued for the moment. That may or may not be a trend. We need to be responsive to that. But we also need to know the planning because, as you said at the start, society is not going to tolerate Level 5 for the month of December. It is breaking, as we see at the edges already. And the credibility of these measures now need to be reinforced. And they can be reinforced. Working together, we can underpin that strategy to make sure that December is actually safe and that we're not actually putting in place a really bad surge in January and February again.
Dr. Tomás Ryan is with us, Associate Professor in the School of Biochemistry and Immunology at Trinity College Dublin. Given the figures that we've been seeing in recent days, and Do you think that there is a possibility that we will remain at level five, or is it inevitable, given the public debate, that we will move to a lower level of restrictions?
I think that what Danny McCoy said was on the button when he said that we need to be getting the benefit from the efforts that we're making. And the benefits are for society and for the economy. We need a way of managing the virus without collectively punishing all of business continuously. The problem is that in the last few days, we've been discussing this from the perspective of restrictions and not the virus itself. So if the virus is a fire, your house is on fire, restrictions is the water that the fire brigade are spraying on it. When this is happening, you don't argue with the fire brigade and said, well, you said you're only going to use 1,000 liters of water. Now you're going to use 1,500 liters of water. That doesn't really help you when you've got a fire in your house that can double and double and double and double. The issue is that if we open up on December 1st, we're probably going to have well in excess of 200 cases a day. The way things are going right now, we're probably going to not get down to 100 cases a day until the end of the second week of December, and that's probably optimistic. At the same time, the government have this threshold of 100 cases a day to open up, but I think we need to hear from our public health physicians. It seems to me that 100 cases a day may not be enough, may be too much for our test trace operation to suppress beyond that. And if it's not able to do that, then we're just going to find ourselves in lockdown 3 in January. And I think that everything about the policy needs to be about preventing lockdown 3. And this, again, is back to benefit for business. We're putting in the effort, so we need to get the reward for that. And unfortunately, the pressure of the Christmas season is going to make this very difficult.
What about that point, Danny McCoy, that we may actually have to take the hit in December so as not to have another lengthy lockdown in the new year?
Well, that's the point I was making, Matt, that it's incumbent upon us to max out on these 6 weeks. But within that, we also know, to Thomas's point, that Christmas is immovable. I know that there's arguments that you kind of move it. It's not going to happen, right? We know that from the society. The government has set in train for the society that it will open up for Christmas in some fashion. If it doesn't try to sequentially take the things like retail and give more days to retail to do it safely and so on, it will undermine the strategy, regardless of whether you get to the second week of December before you lift these. So it needs to be an appropriate conversation with business as well. This has been completely driven by a single metric, which is COVID. It is primary, but there are a whole host of other factors that need to be taken into account from where we are now. And so Thomas is right. We'll see. I was actually going to argue that 100 is probably going to be too high now for too ambitious a target to be the trigger. What really matters is, can we actually open up safely in a way? Because open up the society is going to do for Christmas, whether that is permitted or not, we will see the gatherings. We will see those congregations. And it's the congregations is the problem here. So can we take some of those off the pitch safely by putting in measured response and early response for those that can open up safely? And I would contend retail is part of that in the first wave. And in time, we will need to have alternatives to the congregations that we'll take for sociability. And that's with restaurants and pubs that have actually put the investment in over the summer are probably safer than unregulated environments where people will gather.
Okay, Tomás Rann, I'm going to finish with you because I've just been given details. The daily figures, 12 further deaths, 379 new cases. Is 379 new cases in the middle of November, 4 weeks into level five restrictions, a lot higher than you would have expected at this stage?
It's higher than I think many of us would have hoped. It's not clear that we're back on course for reducing cases. You have to imagine, back when we hit 300 cases, when we were coming out of the summer, when we first hit 300 cases, that was very striking for many of us. And that was when we started to talk about we need more restrictions, and had we put in restrictions then, we may not be in this situation now. It's very concerning that we would consider opening up again when you have hundreds of cases. The objective needs to be to open the economy in a stable way that allows for consumer activity, for business confidence and predictability. You do that by getting the cases down low, single figures. We've done it before. When it's in single figures, we should have confidence now that our test trace situation will be able to hopefully suppress it. We can't realistically do that if it's at hundreds of cases a day. We will be back then in a full lockdown, and I don't think anyone wants that.
Thomas, you have said quite credibly that Christmas should be moved, but on the belief that that's not going to happen and the government has made a commitment to reopening up, there must be sensible ways of taking particular sectors more safely when they actually prove to be congregation and public order risks. If there's only a two-week window for people to do the necessary shopping as they see it before Christmas.
Danny McCoy, Dr. Tomás Ryan, thank you both very much for being with us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.